This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
South Sudan leaders sign agreement to end conflict. And rights group says Nigerian authorities were warned of raid on girls' school. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir signed a ceasefire agreement with his rival Friday night in Ethiopia. Marta Vanderwolf reports for VOA from Addis Ababa.
South Sudan's president has signed an immediate ceasefire agreement with his former vice president Riek Machar to end 5 months of conflict in the country. The agreement states that both sides have to refrain from any combat action and open up humanitarian corridors. It also calls for a transitional government of national unity to take the country forward. The deal is very similar to the cessation of hostilities agreement signed in January, but fighting continued throughout South Sudan. Despite Friday's signing, there is still a lot to be agreed upon in the coming weeks, such as a permanent ceasefire. The two leaders have agreed to meet again within 1 month. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
A human rights group says Nigerian security forces had advance warning about the raid on a girls' boarding school in which militants kidnapped more than 300 students. Amnesty International says Nigerian security forces failed to act on warnings that began coming in more than 4 hours before Boko Haram attacked the school in Chibok late on April 14th. The rights group blamed the lack of action on an inability to muster troops due to poor resources and a possible fear of engaging with the often better armed militants. Amnesty said Friday it learned of the warnings from local officials and two senior military officers. There was no immediate reaction from the Nigerian government. Ukrainian troops driving armored vehicles Friday in the port city of Mariupol smashed through barricades surrounding a police station occupied by pro-Russian separatists. Witnesses say the attack killed at least 7 people, and television footage show the building reduced to smoldering rubble. The new violence in the southeastern port city on the Azov Sea comes 2 days before voters in the region decide whether to secede from Ukraine. The government offensive also came as Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula for the first time since Moscow annexed the territory in March. Thailand's anti-government protesters celebrated the court-ordered removal of the prime minister this week and returned to downtown Bangkok Friday in a campaign to force the government to resign. Ron Corbin reports from the Thai capital.
In Bangkok, anti-government protesters blocked several key roads as they celebrated the departure of Yingluck Shinawat. Protesters are still pressing to replace the government with an unelected council that could put in place far-reaching political reforms before the next election, now scheduled for July. Thai military and police are reported to be stepping up efforts to prevent outbreaks of violence as pro-government supporters threaten to descend on Bangkok in the coming days. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
In Yemen, witnesses say a gunfight broke out Friday between militants and security guards outside the presidential palace. News reports quote unidentified security sources as saying at least 4 of the security forces were killed after being attacked by the militants and exchanging fire for more than 20 minutes. Yemen's army has been carrying out an offensive against al-Qaeda militants in the country's volatile south. Al-Qaeda fighters reportedly also attacked Yemen's defense minister Friday in an apparent assassination attempt. A diplomatic source in Seoul said Friday that Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Seoul in June for a summit meeting with South Korean President Park Geun-hye. The source, who asked not to be identified, told VOA's Korean service that China did not object to a South Korean proposal that President Xi visit Seoul early in June. However, the exact timing of the visit is not yet known. The source said the South Korean government held a meeting of government officials and civilian experts last month to discuss preparations for the upcoming summit. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party is set to remain in power after winning a comfortable victory in Wednesday's national elections. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix as the late great pianist and radio presenter Marion McPartland talks to four of her esteemed friends, Dizzy Gillespie, Dave Brubeck, Shirley Horn, and Chick Corea, and you and I will listen in on the conversation. All right, don't think me too lazy this time as I turn the interviewing work over to one of the great conversationalists, one of the fine pianists, and one of the most wonderful, beautiful spirits that jazz has ever known, the late, great pianist, originally from England, who came to the United States in 1946, Marion McPartland. Not only did she set up shop as one of the fine pianists and composers and band leaders, her famous work with her own band at the Hickory House in New York City is legendary, but she also became a legendary radio presenter and for decades produced one of the most popular radio programs called Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz. In the show, on the National Public Radio system and syndicated all around the world, Marion would invite a special guest to come in and have a conversation with her, very intimate, one-on-one, and then they would play duets together, and sometimes the special guest would play solo. In most cases, the artist was primarily a pianist. But on this edition of Jazz America, I'm going to give you a conversation Marion had with Dizzy Gillespie, of course, primarily a horn player, but he also played piano, and you'll find that to be true as we continue with this special edition of Jazz America. I've gotten my hands on some of the audio from the National Public Radio show Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, and I'll share those conversations with not only Dizzy Gillespie, but Dave Brubeck, Shirley Horn, and Chick Corea. This is going to be a lot of fun. They'll also be playing in duets together, too, that'll be very rare and wonderful to hear. But let's begin with another pianist who's also from outside the United States of America, but has made his way here to do some of his fantastic work. He's a very young guy from Armenia. His name, Tigran Hamasyan. His latest album is entitled Shadow Theater, and from that we'll begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with the very inventive modern piece called The Court Jester. We'll be right back.
ask me how do I feel now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, now all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. And if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, now all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Vocalist Curtis Stigers from his brand new release, Hooray for Love, with the classic, If I Were a Bell. Always great standards, fun to listen to. I remember a conversation I had with Marion McPartland where she said, every young artist needs to know how to play those standards. And it was a very important thing to her. And we'll hear her play one of those standards in a mellow tone, in a duet with Dizzy Gillespie. Back in the 1980s, she had a conversation with Dizzy Gillespie, and it was part of her Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz Show on the National Public Radio Service. Let's listen in on their conversation, then listen in on their duet together. Marion McPartland on piano, Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet, in a mellow tone, after we listen in on their conversation about the beginnings of bebop, here on VOA's Jazz America.
I hate to go way back to the 40s, but first time I heard you was in Charles Delaunay's place in Paris on Rue Chaptal, and he played me that record with Al Haig on piano. I guess it was either Hot House or Salt Peanuts or both of those things. And I was flabbergasted. I'd never heard music like that. And I'm saying, what's the piano player doing? How does he learn those chords? What's he doing? It was the most exciting thing that ever happened to me.
Well, it was a new getaway from the music that Charlie Parker created, and the style that he created. It required that from the piano, and required new ideas from the drums, and then also from the bass, because it made guys change their way of doing things, you know.
Well, did you have to show any of those piano players, like when you first started out, did you have to...
You had to show them all. You had to show all the piano players. Except Monk. Monk had his own way of doing things.
You couldn't really tell Monk, hey, don't do that, do this.
Well, you could tell him. Actually, you didn't have to tell Monk what, not to do that and not to do this, because he did it anyway.
But those first records, well, those records were historical. I mean,
that was the beginning of the recording of the music.
Well, Ned, would you still use the term bebop, or would you just call it music?
Well, I guess to identify it, you'd have to say bebop.
I've always loved the word, and I always wondered, you probably started that word.
No, I didn't. I really didn't start the word. I think the media started the word.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, it probably came from one of those songs that you did, like Ubop Shabam, or one of those.
Well, when they asked me how did it start, it reminded me of the time that we were in the Onyx Club with Oscar Pettiford and George Wallington and Max Roach and Don Byers. We had all these tunes that, you know, like, actually we had made up tunes from standards. And we had a lot of original tunes.
In other words, you took the standard tune and put new
chords to it, you know, and that didn't have any titles. So when you're on the stand, you don't have to have time to say, you know, the one in E flat or one. We just say ba da ba da ba da ba 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 dee bop, you know, and things like that. You know, the introduction or part of the tune. What is this? Ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba ba dee bop.
You got me.
That's Max's Making Wax.
Oh, well, see, now that's one that I don't know so well. Max's Making Wax, I love that title.
But we had a lot of tunes like that we just hummed. I hummed the first two bars of it. And then the guys would know which one it was, and we'd start right playing.
Couldn't we do one? How about you if you play one on the horn? Or do you want to play one on the piano?
No, the horn. What key are we going to play then? Don't you want to give me no funny keys now.
I'll play in your keys, Mr. Gillespie, sir. I will play in your key. And it's going to be what? In a mellow tone?
In a mellow tone. A mellow tone. Boom, bam, bam, boom, boom, bam. Yeah, I like that.
This is going to be a real treat. Ladies and gentlemen, Marion McPartland on piano, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, with an improvisation on the classic song In a Mellow Tone on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
Earlier you heard Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet with Marion McPartland on piano in a duet on the song In a Mellow Tone. And what you just heard was Dizzy Gillespie with a bigger sound, with a big band, recorded in 1956 doing his classic song Dizzy's Business. More of Marion McPartland's piano jazz radio program, this time coming up. Her conversation with the legendary Dave Brubeck, two piano legends talking and playing together. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received just a few days ago, which reads as follows. Good morning, Russ. We here in Ghana still await your visit. Yes, I know. I've promised many, many times over the years to come to Accra and travel around Ghana and see that beautiful, wonderful country. Well, please forgive me. It's a matter of money, I think. So let me get my money together and hopefully I'll be over there. Let me continue with this message, though. Please jazz me off my sick bed with any good tune by my man, Harvey Mason. Thank you, Oliver Kwanza from Ghana. Oliver, thank you very much for your message, and I hope you get well very soon. I think I have something that might get you off that sick bed. It's brand new music from your man, Harvey Mason, famous as one of the great drummers in modern jazz. He's worked with so many different people over the years, among them the Headhunters with Herbie Hancock. As a matter of fact, Harvey Mason has a brand new record titled Chameleon, and that, of course, is the famous song that he co-wrote with Herbie Hancock, Benny Maupin, and Paul Jackson. Here's the title cut from Harvey Mason's latest release, Chameleon, for Oliver Kwanza from Ghana, listening to VOA's Jazz America. You go Greatest guitarist jazz has ever known, and one of the finest bands you could ever imagine being assembled with some sweetly swinging blues. Montano Blues, the name of the piece. It's Kenny Burrell on guitar from his album Bluesy Burrell with the Hawk. Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Major Holly on bass, Eddie Locke on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. 1962 was the year. Well, 1984 was the year when Marion McPartland, who passed away at the age of 95 in 2013, who has lived a longer and richer and fuller life than she? I can't think of anyone. It was 84, as I mentioned, when she got together with another of the great jazz piano playing legends, Dave Brubeck, for this conversation you're just about to hear on Marion McPartland's National Public Radio program, Piano Jazz. We'll enjoy their conversation together and then a duet on Brubeck's classic Take Five right now here on VOA's Jazz America.
I just can't believe after all the different talks we've had about this show, here you are, Dave. It's just great. I'm just excited about it.
It's been a long talk, hasn't it?
It's been a long talk. My goodness, we really go back to, well, I guess when I first heard of you was with the octets. I thought they were some of the greatest things I'd ever heard.
Yes, that group was loaded with great musicians. The late Paul Desmond, the late Cal Jader, and of course Bill Smith, that is with the quartet now.
Yeah.
And Bill appeared with the quartet throughout the years, and if Paul couldn't make it or something. And all the rest of the guys were equally as good. Dave Van Creek, the Collins brothers. And we were just out in San Francisco, unknown, and couldn't get a job.
Unknown, but not for long. My God, it's amazing. And, you know, I think that people generally, musicians and all of us, owe you a great deal, not only for your music, but you were really a pioneer of college dates, weren't you? You were the first guy to ever do that.
I think so. And it really came out of Darius Milhaud's composition class that he asked all the jazz musicians to raise their hands in the class.
How many raised their hands?
Well, there were about five of us.
Yeah.
And then he said, I want you to write your fugues and counterpoint assignments and some composition for jazz instruments if you want. And out of that came our first college jazz concert right on the campus. He arranged for us to play at Mills College, Oakland, California. Then we went up to my old alma mater, Stockton, California, College of Pacific, and did another concert. And that was about all the work we had because we were a little too far out for the average nightclub.
That's amazing. And yet, as you listen to those things today, they don't sound far out at all.
No.
And I remember thinking the octets were far out when I heard them. And that counterpoint is, it's very, what should I say, very unclassical to me. It's got different lines. Like you had, I remember you recorded...
Yeah.
I can't remember what you did.
That line was going against
me. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I was impressed. Well, you know, I could just sit here and reminisce about these things when I think, you know, you've been in this business quite a few years, and it's so great to hear somebody keep growing and going on and doing new things and trying different things and not just getting in a rut and playing the same old tunes, you know what I mean.
Sure.
Well, you know, this show is an hour, Dave, and it's talk about a moment worth years. this has been an hour worth millions to me, just to have you come down here and do the show. It's such a kick, not only hearing you play, getting to play with you and hear about you, new things happening, and I wish you luck with all the new music that's coming out of you constantly. It's just wonderful.
Well, I'm always wrapped up in what I'm doing next. And the next piece is going to be my eighth piece for religious service. But I think it's going to work the jazz in better and as more of a surprise than any of the other pieces. And you know the part in the Bible where they're speaking in tongues in the Pentecost? That's where the improvisation is going to come, as kind of a wild outness with...
My goodness, that is wild.
I hope it works.
Maybe we can speak in tongues and play Take Five.
Okay.
Two of the greats of jazz piano, Dave Brubeck and Marion McPartland, a duet on the classic Take Five. And here's another classic. This one was written in 1936 by the famous writer Richard Whiting. From the new album, Timeless, Wendy Moten sings Richard Whiting. Here's his song and her interpretation of it, Miss Brown to You, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
This is Courtney Pine, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
From his House of Legends album, Englishman Courtney Pine with House of Hutch. More with Marion McPartland and her very famous friends next hour on Jazz America.